When students return to the campus of the University of Arizona for the fall semester, they'll face a $10,000 bill for tuition. Students at Arizona State and Northern Arizona universities will also face similar bills in August when they go back to class. According to the U.S. Department of Education, between 2007 and 2010, Arizona's three state universities raised tuition by 36% to 38%. One of the largest increases by percentage in the nation. Fred Duvall is the incoming chairman of the Arizona Board of Regents, which approves the tuition for each of the three state universities. He says the tuition increases were not easy.
We have taken more cuts than we have in new tuition revenue, so we've definitely, this has not been a tuition-driven model. That's been a last resort. That said, through history, Arizona universities have been one of the great bargains in the United States, way below the national average. We have brought it up to the national average. We had demand, and we continue to have enrollment records, so we do have demand, so we had room to grow on the price side. What we're trying to protect is quality in the face of almost $500 million of state budget reductions.
In addition to tuition increases, Regent Duvall says the state universities are changing the way they do business to meet the changing financial picture. Some of those changes include more classes taught by graduate students and larger classes. But Duvall also says he has a message for the legislature when it comes to further cuts.
We are one of the few industrialized countries in the world that is reducing, for the first time in American history, educating fewer students than before. We can't go down that road. So we've got to reinvest. And our proposition to the legislature is this: stop the budget cuts. The economy is growing. The Arizona budget will be larger this next year than it was last. If you will begin to restore cuts, we will come back with a zero tuition increase, and we can keep the universities on a pathway to excellence and give the Arizona families a break.
Part of that request to the legislature includes what Regent Duvall calls performance funding.
And that's where, instead of having the state invest in our universities based upon our enrollment, instead we're going to them with a different proposition, kind of a business proposition, saying, let's decide what we want the universities to produce and incent us to produce that with the way in which you leverage public dollars.
Some see that plan as an end to programs that don't bring in large amounts of money. Programs like English, history, the humanities, and the social sciences.
We do worry about that, and you know, we will make sure that there's a balance that's struck. We've got multiple obligations. Our obligation is to create knowledge, disseminate knowledge, teach knowledge. It's also to address the workforce needs of Arizona. And so in the mix, we want to strike the balance so that we are meeting the workforce requirements of the state, so that the state is competitive in a 21st century knowledge-based economy. And yet, we have the full offering of a nationally ranked, high-quality, research-oriented liberal arts university in all of its departments.
It should be noted that the Arizona Board of Regents does hold the license for this station. For Arizona Public Media, I'm Christopher Conover.